I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hopefully I don't take too long, but when I was a child, we moved into a little town called Minnedosa, Manitoba, and we moved into a wartime house. At that time, I didn't know about ghosts. I was too little to understand, but as I grew up in it, there had been some strange occurrences that I can't really explain to this day. And also, because I was too young, I didn't have the words to tell these stories, these experiences. One particular time, I had a friend sleep over, and we're down in the living room, and we had this big window that faces like a side road, and we slept in the living room, and this car that drove by cast a shadow, because we've seen the lights go by the window, cast a shadow of two men. And this was in the middle of the night. So it was the silhouette of two men that went by. They both had duck hunter hats on. That's what we called them. One in the front had a rifle slung on his back, and the guy behind had a huge sack carrying slung over his back. And these two shadows rolled by as the car lights, as the car drove by. As soon as the lights were gone, the shadows disappeared. And my friend told me something afterwards, because we both saw this. She said to me that she noticed that those shadows were from the inside of the house. They appeared at the bottom of the curtain, as well as the shadows that was casted just on the window part, she said that she noticed that they were also on the inside, beneath the wall, and the curtains were, you know, still kind of touching the wall too, because they were shut. So that was one really freaky time in that house. And another time I saw another shadow at a different sleepover, at a different time, someone walked by, and it was completely black. It had no features, and it walked by right into the closet. And, well, the next day I went to look to see if there was anything in that closet. But, like, it walked by our door where we were sleeping on the floor. It walked right by. It made no sound, and it went, like I said, it went into the hall closet. But I looked in there. I was scared, but there was nothing in there. But those were two really freaky things that happened. And another time, and I was still very young when this happened. I was tucked into bed to go for sleep at night, and for some reason I happened to just glance across my room, and it was dark, but there was still a hall light on. I saw the head, a decapitated head, appeared in my room. It was across the room, and it was on an old black and white TV. It was right on the top, and it was a man, and the skin was a grayish, pasty white color. The jaw, his jaw hung gaping wide open. And his eyes were bulged out, and they were rolled back, like they were looking kind of up, but they were, and there was a big bullet mark right in his forehead. And he had this wiry hair and scraggly on the both sides of his head, but he was bald on the top. I immediately ducked under my covers to hide my eyes, because I wasn't expecting that, to see anything like that. I wasn't thinking about anything. And then when I just prayed, I wished it away. And then I looked up again, and of course it was gone. And that, so I really had a hard time sleeping in that house. And another occasion, the tap water turned on while I was having a bath. And, like, I was very young when these things happened. And so I didn't really talk about it and that, because I didn't know what to say. And another time too, this happened to my sister as well. At the time we shared a room and a bunk bed. First she woke up to hearing, just in our own room, it sounded like a windy tunnel. And she got my mother up and said, "Oh, you're just dreaming. You're just having a nightmare. Go back to sleep." And once my sister calmed down, she went back to sleep. I was left awake hearing this windy tunnel noise that it echoed through just in our room. Because my sister said when she went outside of our room, it wasn't out in the hallway. It was just, you could only hear it in the room. We still don't know what it was. And then another occasion when we were coming home for lunch from school with my dad and my mom and myself, we were in the midst of eating our lunch when all of a sudden this echoing vibration or this sound came from upstairs, and it got louder. You could start to hear a man laugh, and through the echoes, it just echoed, and it got really loud. And then the next thing I remember was you could hear somebody stomping upstairs and laughing, and there was this echoey, vibrational sound, and this thing started running. And it, as it ran through the rooms, it stomped. It stomped really loud and really hard, and it was laughing. And all the time, there was this big echo, and it was a really wicked man's laugh. And it went back and forth several times before it stopped. But my dad said, because he was just sitting there, we were all sitting there shocked. He just chalked up and said it was just the pipe, the water pipes, and that. So it made us feel a little better. But it was a couple of strange things that went on. And another time there's footsteps, and there was strange lights. And yeah, I think that's about, those were the main scary ones, except for the we went to a movie once, and the parents went out to go and visit their friends, but we got back sooner after the movies, and my other sister said she locked the door, but when we got home, the door was wide open. And when we went into the living room, there was these paper-thin, flat frogs. They were kind of sprawled out on the living room rug. And she said she swore up and down that she locked the door. But when we got home, there it was. It was open. And we don't know how, or we haven't an explanation why that happened and why there was these flat frogs. It was kind of creepy. And and one other evening I was watching Elvis Presley's Blue Hawaii. I heard the front door quietly creep open. I could hear the latch unlocking. And then I heard soft shoe footsteps, and then I just got up and went upstairs, because it just sounded like somebody was in the porch area, and so I just went upstairs. Well, I was just too little to say anything about it, and not to I guess I didn't have the words to say that this kind of stuff was going on. And then I noticed it, and for some reason, I think I had a paranormal childhood, because, well, I've also seen, and not thinking about it either, I've seen, like, see-through small beings in that house, too. They were, as bizarre as it sounds, one time I saw one climb. It was about to climb up on my parents' bed, because I was in their room because I was scared. And then I saw a pair of little hands come up, and it was carrying a brick. And this was all see-through, but I could still see it. And it dropped the brick, see-through brick, on the bed, and then it was trying to hoist itself up. And it had a big round face and kind of a wiry looking hair that stuck out, and little eyes and freckles too on the face, a little tiny nose. And I just shut my eyes and wished it away, because it was, you know, that one scared me too, along with some of the other little being that was like light, because I had a flu. And I think I don't know how old I was pretty young. This all happened when I was little. And the little being was standing by my lamp, and it was see-throughy. I called it a fairy, but I was actually scared. And I hid my eyes under the covers, because I didn't want to look at it. And so that's why I think my house was haunted, because it was an old wartime house. And plus, I used to have nightmares and that with people from the war around there, and I was just little, and I didn't understand it. I just, well, I'll just put it that way. It was quite weird, the shadows and the noises and that. And another time, too, I guess my mother was sewing, and she went to go reach for her coffee cup, and it wasn't there. And then she found it later on. It was down in the kitchen, and it was empty. So things like that happened in that place, which was really odd. So, yeah. And plus, too, my friend and I had UFO experiences, too. We've seen a UFO in her backyard, and here we are, just little children again, playing. I was visiting at her place, and we played outside, and I was digging in the gravel under her swing set, and I noticed my friend wasn't around, so I stood up to find out where she went, and here she was standing really still. And so I went over to where she was standing, and I was very puzzled on why, what was going on. And as I approached her, I noticed she had a shocked look on her face, and that she was looking at something in the sky. It was the distant sky above the tree line. And so I went and turned my head to see what she was looking at, and then that's when I saw it, too. There was this huge, bright, white light up in the sky, and it looked like a sun, but it wasn't the sun. And it was still for a while, and then we just stood there and watched it, and then it started moving. It kind of glided, but it made no sound. And then it just drifted off towards the hills, which were in the back of her house. And then we watched it while it just sank behind the hills. Well, because we were little kids, we thought that it was up in the hill. So she ran in, and her brother came out. And like I say again, we were just tiny little kids at the time, and we ran up the hill to go and search for this, whatever that was. But thank God we didn't find anything, because that would have been more scary. So, yeah, so those are a few of my paranormal experiences that I've had in that town, in that house. I've had other experiences in other places, so. But I think I'm had somehow been very open to things that I now can explain, I think. And UFO, I've had really strange dreams after seeing that one UFO that we were taken into spaceships as well, me and my friend. And then it sounds bizarre, but I've had dreams after that of being gone to different worlds, different planets, and travel, doing space and time travel from that. But I just, there again, I was a little child and didn't have the words to explain it. So, but it was just a part of my experience, I believe. It's part of who I am now. So, that's all for now. Okay, bye.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.